We are back and we have more Easter music. And we hope you're going to continue to stay tuned. So first song is called She Found Jesus Alive. And this was Easter Sunday morning they're talking about by the Hoppers.
Mary came to the tomb. Jesus was gone. She saw two angels in white. Then she heard Jesus say, "Why weepest thou? Go tell my disciples I'm alive." She found the morning star shining. She found the rock of ages standing. She found the rose of Sharon blooming. She found Jesus alive.
That was the Hoppers. They're the group bringing the Great Western Fan Festival to us. That's May 4th through 6th. And so that's going to be at the Visalia Convention Center. And tickets are available at itickets.com or call 800-965-9324.
Joseph Habedank is also going to be at the Fan Festival, and we have him up right now to sing "I Believe in the Resurrection."
I feel it in the green of springtime, every bud and every leaf. I hear him shout to all creation, life has won the victory. I see it on the joyful faces of those who've known the gift of grace. So beautiful and so alive that it stirs my soul, and I've got to say, I believe in the resurrection. Life of faith. Anytime I'm called to die to self, something better's gonna take its place. I believe in the resurrection. I believe in eternal life. Death has been forever conquered by the power of the living Christ. I believe in the empty tomb and the witnesses of history. They're all the proof this heart will ever need. I believe in the resurrection. I don't know the days that I have left. No, I don't, but I will not fear my final breath. Cause I
This is Joseph Habedank. Thank you for listening to KMJ Radio with my friends Earlene and Ken.
I left my home. I came so far from where I was to where you are. The bitter tears, the lonely ache, the many ways a heart could break. And you were at the center of it all, to free you from the prison of the fall. There was no hill too steep for me to climb, no road too long and hard to make you mine. I gave all I had to give, and it was worth the cost to say I love you. From an old rugged cross, I took your guilt, I bore your shame, and I would do it all again. My open arms reached out in grace to pull you into love's embrace. It's been spoken in a thousand different ways, yet the cross said more than words could ever say. cross. Ooh, I love you.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. I want to take a moment to share what the Bible tells us about salvation. Romans 3:23 tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Because we have sinned, we do not deserve to go to heaven and be with God forever. In fact, we deserve eternal judgment. But there is hope. Acts 16:31 says, "Believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." Salvation is so simple. All that is required on our part is to believe. I believe. I hope you do too. The Bible is filled with hope of salvation through Jesus Christ. I encourage you to open your Bible and read the good news of the gospel. A good place to start is in the book of John. Again, this is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Next, the Gaither Vocal Band sings At the Cross.
Up next, Karen Peck and New River sing Last Night.
Last night the disciples had supper with Jesus, their last meal together before he was betrayed. After prayer in the garden, he was arrested, tortured and questioned until the next day. That day the mob cried out, "Crucify him." The sweet rose of Sharon was crushed on the cross. A rich man named Joseph took care of the body, while Mary and loved ones mourned their precious loss. Last night they buried the rose in the garden. The fragrance of sorrow hung thick in the air. Satan was breathing a sigh of relief, while angels were silently bearing their grief. God knew that his son would arise with great power, but for now he was waiting and counting the hours. Mary and Martha spent the third morning gathering spices and watched for sunrise. The disciples were hiding, defeated and grieving, too distraught to remember Christ said he would rise. The soldiers were sleeping outside of the grave, unaware that their prisoner was stirring inside. The stone rolled away, Jesus stepped from the darkness, the dawning of grace had finally arrived. This morning the rose blooms in the garden, the fragrance of victory still fills the air. Last night there was weeping with no consolation, but this morning rejoicing in the God of salvation. Today there is hope in the morning. Between now and last night, no matter how hopeless and final the night, it has to give way to the Son of pure light. This morning the rose blooms in the garden, the fragrance of victory still fills the air. Last night there was weeping with no consolation, but this morning rejoicing in the God of salvation. Today there is hope in the morning light. What a difference God made between now and last night. Last
slave.
have loved these songs celebrating the resurrection of our Savior. I wish we had more time, but it's time to go.
Tune in again next Sunday for more of God's music. Thank you to our sponsor, Everyday Healthcare, Dr. Brent Wilson. And check our website for podcasts, blogs, concerts, and more. GodsMusicNow.com. Until next Sunday, this is Earlene Starnes.
And Ken Hurley.
Saying good morning and God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Happy Easter.